Mayor Daniel Lurie could be heading for some conflict between his office and San Francisco's supervisors over proposed legislation that would spread out the city's homeless shelters. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, we've seen this before lots of times. Nobody really wants a shelter in their neighborhood.
You know, you're absolutely right, Eric. And it comes to one of the biggest problems facing us up and down the state when we're trying to deal with the 187,000 homeless people that we have in the state. You can have the program, you can have the money, you can have the policy, but you've got to have a place to put them. And right now, Mayor Lurie, who's coming into office, says he wants to add 1,500 beds around the city for homeless families, people who are even coming out of rehab. They're not coming straight off the streets. They've actually gone through recovery, and they're looking to get their lives back on track. Now, he wants to, you know, put them into former motels and apartment buildings and such like that. And he wants to do it free of the usual restrictions. And initially, the Board of Supervisors said, great, until they started talking about putting some of the shelters, let's say, in the marina, more the high-priced neighborhoods in San Francisco. Now you have a group of supervisors saying two things. One is that we have too many of them in the Tenderloin and in South of Market that are already oversaturated with homeless shelters. And two, I don't necessarily want them in the neighborhoods, so we're going to start talking about you have to spread them out around the city. That's going to lead to more and more resistance, and it's going to make it tougher for the mayor to get the job done.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of massaging work to do there. And any clues on how the mayor is planning to go about that?
Yeah, he's going to kind of talk them into like watering down the language rather than saying it will be required that every district in San Francisco take its share of the homeless. It's going to be saying things like we'll try to, we'll endeavor to, we'll have updates and we'll have reports. But this is like, you know, there's two things here. One is the catch-22 of the homeless situation, whether you're in Oakland, San Jose, Sunnyvale, wherever you are, is it, you know, you put the shelters where there's the services, and where the services are where the shelters are. And you end up with areas like the Tenderloin or other parts of Oakland and such that have all the homeless shelters, all the halfway houses and all the services and all the troubles that come with them. The second thing is you say, okay, I've had enough in my district. I want everybody to bear the burden. And when you put that, then you have the folks in the marina or someplace else saying, no, I don't necessarily want one here, because even if you say initially it's going to be for families or for people that have already gone through recovery, I don't know if it's going to change. And the other one is they say, well, how long is this going to be for? And the mayor's office would say something like 2 to 3 years or something like that. Well, I just got to point to the navigation center on the Embarcadero that was opened in 2019, and it's still there, and it was only supposed to be there a couple of years. So you got to build trust as well as shelters, and that's a tough one to do for a mayor, and that's what Lurie's going to probably facing.
Yeah, it's like those tax increases that are supposed to sunset after 5 years that never seem to do that, right?
No, that's the one. The sunset goes on forever. The light shines forever. You're absolutely right, Eric. Once it's in, it's in. And then there's the fear that it's going to change. It's going to go from families to singles, and you're going to be stuck with it, and that's the way it's going to go. So, tough one for the mayor. We'll see how he does on it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.